Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday, November 23rd, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. And it is Thanksgiving week. How about that? The holiday season pretty much would be considered, I think, at this point, to be in full swing at this point. I think the microphone is kind of working now. You know, I have no idea what is going on with this microphone from day to day, but as long as you can hear me, we'll be in good shape here on WWGH Radio. Okay, there we go. I think, well, you know, microphones are very touchy, but I think we might have it finally now. But it is Thanksgiving week here in 2020. The interesting year that 2020 has been. There are some notes here we do want to bring up, and I want to thank Marshall Cunningham again from the Y Men for coming on this morning. That was a lot of fun learning the history of the Y Men. Now, I never knew that the Y Men, I always wondered why they were called the Y Men. And now I know that they were called the Y Men because of starting at the Y. The YMCA. Who would have thunk that back in 1953? And it is a local group to Marion. You know, a lot of these service groups have chapters all over the country, but the Y Men is a group that is very unique to Marion and has been selling these Christmas trees, these live Christmas trees, since 1953. So don't forget, the live Christmas tree sale begins this Friday, Black Friday, on the corner of Reed Avenue and East Church Street, where it's been for years here in Marion. Black Friday, the hours will be 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And weekdays, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can get everything from a tabletop Christmas tree to a full-blown live Christmas tree from $20 to $60 over on Reed Avenue and East Church Street from the Wyman. What a great organization that is. Now, also, don't forget the free Thanksgiving meal coming up this week, November 26th, open to the public at Day Spring Wesleyan Church, right across from Menards, out on Route 95. It's only carry out this year. You can't come in and sit down and eat, but there will be carry out from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you have no transportation, home delivery is still available in the Marion area, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, but you have to pre-order if you want to have it delivered. You cannot call in Thanksgiving Day. So you've got to pre-order by Tuesday, November 24th at noon. That's tomorrow, Tuesday, November 24th at noon. You have got to pre-order this Thanksgiving meal for Thursday. And the phone number for that, 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. So that is the Day Spring Wesleyan Church big Thanksgiving Day meal. Now remember this year, if you've gone to Emmanuel Lutheran for years and years and years, they will not be having their Thanksgiving meal this year, and I do not believe the one at the Rec Center is going on. Nobody has told me otherwise. I think the mayor's on the program tomorrow, so maybe I'll talk to the mayor about that tomorrow, but I don't think they are having their event this year. So if you had planned to go there, I think that is not happening. So Day Spring would be the place to go on Thanksgiving Day. Now, if anybody knows anything about the event over at the Rec Center, feel free to give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, a question I wanted to talk about this morning, because we had Marshall Cunningham from the Y Men on in hour number one. Do you buy a real tree? Because I found the numbers that Marshall was giving us kind of interesting. That I think he said they have about 300 trees for the Christmas season, and that it used to be a very large number. I forget the number that he said at one point of trees that were coming in, but it was an enormous number. Why do you think we have went from real trees to artificial? Because almost every house I'm in or every business I'm at, it's an artificial tree. Now, is there any reason that you think this has happened over the years? Because the smell is nice of a real tree, and they are usually better to look at because you can usually tell that that an artificial tree is artificial. It's not that hard to figure that out. But a lot of people going to artificial trees over the years, and we certainly got that confirmed from Marshall this morning as far as the Y-Men Christmas tree sale goes. So why do you think more people are buying artificial trees now rather than real Christmas trees? Does anybody have any idea? And did you have a real Christmas tree maybe when you were a kid or when you had your own place years ago? Did you start with a real Christmas tree and now you have went to artificial Christmas trees? Let me know what your theory is on all this. I'd love to know. Or if you know anything about the Rec Center Thanksgiving meal, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A good holiday week topic here. Why do you think that we have gotten away from real Christmas trees in really, I think the whole country's that way, but certainly we know the numbers here in Marion because of the Y-Men, only about 300 real Christmas trees every season. So if you know, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and really that's just your opinion. You know, when I was younger, I remember when I lived at home, it was always a real Christmas tree. Now, I don't know why we always had a real Christmas tree. Eventually it went to artificial. I think my family uses an artificial tree now. A matter of fact, I'm sure that they do. I've always had an artificial Christmas tree since I've been out on my own, so I never stuck with the real Christmas tree. But when I was younger, we always had a real Christmas tree. But I'll tell you, there always were problems with real Christmas trees in my house. Now, this could have just been my problem, but I do remember we would get the Christmas tree not too long after Thanksgiving, and by the time Christmas came around, you would start to see those areas in the tree that were kind of open and looked like they needed to be filled in, and they would dry out. So they were different in a way, but you did get that nice smell. I know with a real Christmas tree, there was always a lot of worry about them catching on fire. There's just a huge worry about that every year. But, you know, I was thinking last night that I think a lot of that dates back to when they used to put real lit candles on Christmas trees. Do you remember when people used to decorate their Christmas trees with real candles? Now, this is not a thing anymore. People don't seem to do that. But they used to put the real candles on there, which I think led to a lot of those fires. And then when Christmas tree lights were becoming a big thing, they had those big bulbs. And it's kind of hard to find those big bulbs anymore. But if you have any of those big bulbs from years past or can find them in the stores now, you know they get fairly hot. Those light bulbs get fairly hot, and now I really don't know if they get hot enough to catch a tree on fire, if they could get hot enough to catch a tree on fire, but those bigger bulbs do get very warm. So has anybody ever had a notion with this, or what do you do to keep your Christmas tree alive if you do get a real one? Now, I had always heard sugar and water. And a matter of fact, I think that's what was probably used in my house, which maybe could have led to the reason that the Christmas trees were not living all season long. But Marshall told us you just have to use regular water, but you've got to use a lot of it because the tree goes through quite a bit of water, and if you don't keep it watered, it will sap over at the bottom, And then, of course, your tree will dry out, which I think happened to the Christmas trees that I had. Now, you know, also another thing, a lot of the Christmas tree stands that you buy now do not really have a place that you can put water in them. Now, I have not bought a Christmas tree stand in a while, so maybe I'm making a too big of a blanket statement here, but do most Christmas tree stands that you would go out and buy now, do they have places where you can put the water in to keep the real tree going? If you have any answers to any of this, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll also tell you something interesting about trees that I have noticed, because I know a lot of people will be decorating Christmas trees this week, is that it seemed like when I was younger, when it came to the Christmas tree topper, that most people would put an angel up on their tree. I don't know why that was, but the angels that were kind of like dolls, you know, the head kind of looked like a doll of a, like a baby doll, kind of. And it was an angel, and it had wire up under the skirting, and you would set that on the top of your tree. You know, all the trees I see now at Christmas time, I very rarely ever see an angel for a Christmas tree topper. It's usually a star now. Some people put Santa hats on the top of their Christmas trees. It's just something different. And I remember when the angels were very, very popular. I remember going to a lot of people's houses who had the angels on the top of their Christmas tree. And I don't see that too much anymore. And a matter of fact, as I've been in the stores in years past, I really don't see them selling those anymore. I'm sure some stores do, but they don't seem to be sold in the great quantity that they once were. So I guess talking about all this Christmas tree stuff this morning, because we had Marshall from the Lyman on this morning, is the topic, so give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of it. 740-383-9944. Why do you think so many people have gone to artificial trees rather than real trees? What have you done in years past to keep those real trees alive so they don't dry out and look bad by Christmas time? What has happened to the angels that go on the top of Christmas trees? Any of those questions, any thoughts on any of it, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And you know what? I'm also sure that you will see people decorating trees with masks this year. It's just, I can see that coming a mile away because of the pandemic that we're in. Hopefully that won't be a permanent decoration, but it wouldn't surprise me if it happened with a lot of people, because people like to stay trendy, and I guess maybe that would be trendy this year, to decorate a tree with face coverings for this pandemic that we're in at this current time. You know, decorating the Christmas tree is always fun for me, but you know another thing that's went by the wayside? Do you remember stringing popcorn? Everybody used to string popcorn. Take the needle and thread and string the popcorn and put it on the Christmas tree. I don't see that at all anymore. And I'm not really sure what the significance of that was. How that all got started. That people would string popcorn and then put it on the Christmas tree. I hardly ever see that anymore, and that used to be a regular thing that you would see on Christmas trees. Does anybody still string popcorn at Christmas and put it on their Christmas tree? That used to be one of the traditions. I don't see that at all anymore. And, the fake snow. Remember the fake snow? The can of aerosol snow? You don't see that very much anymore either. Now, a lot of people will use that in their windows, but they don't so much spray it on their Christmas tree anymore. And I'll tell you, that stuff stunk. If you really wanted the pine smell of your Christmas tree. That aerosol snow was not helping preserve the odor, the pine odor of your Christmas tree. And it did, I'm not even sure that it really looked like snow. I don't know. I don't even know what chemical composition that even would begin to be that was in that artificial snow. Does anybody still use that? Like I said, give me a buzz here this morning if you're out there. 740-383-9944. I know this is a busy week for a lot of people. Thanksgiving is just 4 days away. And I think a lot of people are scrambling this year because it is going to be such a different Thanksgiving. I just don't know how it's all going to pan out as the week goes on this week. We're certainly going to see a lot of differences in shopping, different than what we have seen in past years. I'll tell you something interesting. Last night, I went into, and I'll tell you the story, I went into Meijer last night, and it was not, you know, all that late, but it was, the store had kind of calmed down for the night. It was definitely after 7 o'clock, and I go into Meijer last night, and I was getting some essentials that I needed, and over the PA system, they had an announcement playing, and the announcement was interesting, because what the announcement was saying was, don't worry when it comes to Black Friday this year, we're going to have enough sales for everybody, and that you can get them online, and that we're going to spread the sales out over a series of days now, so you don't have to come in on Black Friday. That everybody doesn't have to come into the store at the same time. And I never thought I would live to hear the day that you would hear an announcement like that in a retail store the size of Meijer. Now, of course, this is very good because of the pandemic that we're in, but holy mackerel. I had because usually those sales have to deal with, we only have a limited amount, and you've got to get in here at this time. Well, this message was saying the exact opposite. It was saying, take your time. We're going to have enough for everybody. Don't clamor into the store on Black Friday. It doesn't have to be like it has been in years past. I just found that announcement highly fascinating. Has anybody else noticed the changes that are going on as a result of Black Friday? I also want to talk a little bit about this curfew, because it went into effect last Thursday night. So the last time I was on Friday, it had only been in effect for 1 day, so I really hadn't noticed anything. You know, I don't notice any change at all. Now, I will admit that stores that are just retailers, I think, are closed at 10. But the grocery stores certainly are not closed at 10. And our big retailers in Marion, like Walmart and Meijer, well, they're also considered grocery stores. So I don't think they're closing at 10. I don't know if this curfew has really changed anything. And I'll tell you why I really bring this up. This past weekend, I went down to Columbus, Franklin County, which is now the only purple county as of right now in the state of Ohio. So I'm in Columbus in the purple county, and I'm thinking, I even thought that morning, Saturday, when I went down there, I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't go down here because they've got a stay-at-home order. It, to my knowledge, it's the only county in Ohio right now that has a stay-at-home order in place. Also the curfew. So I head down to Franklin County. I head down to Columbus, and I was right downtown. I was also on Sawmill Road, went to a few stores. Nothing was closed. Nothing. I could not find anything that was closed. So I don't know this stay-at-home order in Columbus. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it's supposed to be doing. I don't know if people are just disobeying it. And then somebody said something to the effect of that it was just a suggestion, that it's not really a stay-at-home order, it's just a suggestion. Well, it would have to be a suggestion, because it wasn't just the big box stores that were open, and I went into a few of those as well. Everything was open. The small stores were open. The locally owned thrift stores were open. The zoo is open. I mean, everything is still open. Nothing. Nobody's staying at home. And things are busy. Why do you think people are not paying attention to this at all? Now, it did seem like people had their masks on where they needed to have them on, but everything was open. There was no... Because my big worry, I was going down there to look in a few stores, and I thought, well, maybe they'll be closed. No closed, no adjusted hours, nothing. It was like it did not exist at all. The only place I saw anything was I ended up not leaving the Columbus area that night until it was probably after... probably after 9 o'clock. And I did notice that like 315 and 270 and 23 were not as busy on a Saturday night as they might normally be. But that's it. But that was also getting close to curfew time. And I think the curfew has a little more teeth in it in Franklin County than the stay-at-home order obviously does. Because during the day, nothing was closed at all. So what do you make of these stay-at-home orders and this curfew? Do you think it's doing anything? We're 4 or 5 days into it now. Have you noticed anything, any change to where this is going to impact our numbers, which we're so worried about, which is why we're doing this in the first place? Has anybody noticed anything at all? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Because I think there was good intentions with this thing, but I certainly am not seeing it anywhere that I have been, where it is changing people's thought process. Also, people in the grocery store, I was in the grocery store yesterday. Matter of fact, I was in two grocery stores yesterday. People still shopping like crazy, buying big $200-$300 Thanksgiving meals. So I don't think people are staying home for Thanksgiving either. It's different. Maybe people are just fed up. You know, they talk about this COVID fatigue, and maybe that's what we've all hit at this point. And people are just going to do what they're going to do, but a lot of people are being infected. We see the numbers every day, and they continue to go up and up and up and up. But the orders and things that are being put in place, I don't know if people are really taking those seriously at all at this point. Maybe once we get through Thanksgiving, they will. But right now, I don't think there's much being paid attention to this really at all. But again, if you would like to call in, and trust me, I know you're busy this week, give me a call. We got 20 minutes left in the show today, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Following this show today, we've got Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp from 10:10 until 11 a.m. So a whole host of programming coming up here today on WWGH Radio. Now, when I was in Columbus on Saturday, I went down to the Columbus Commons, which is right down by the State House on High Street. And I have to tell you, I was completely impressed with that area. Because if you don't know, and I had just learned this on Saturday morning, the Columbus Commons area, which is kind of a place where you walk your dog, or you would probably meet up with people, or maybe you would just go in there to walk, is completely decorated with lights, which is very nice this holiday season. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing terrific. I'm staying right in the house. But, Scott, I'm pretty well on the same theory you are. I don't go very much, but when I do go, of course, I usually, we got a kid here, It's got to do a few things. And I take them to wherever they got to go, something they got to do, whatever. And we was by Kohl's yesterday. Was it yesterday? Maybe it was the day before yesterday. And I sat out in the parking lot close to where I can see my people that I'm taking or whatever. And I was amazed at the people. They were kind of busy going. I didn't go inside, but I could watch the people go in and out, in and out. But now, 99.5% of the people that I saw go in or come out, if they went in, they put their mask on. I can see. And when they came out, they were the same way. They had their mask on. Now, and then I went to the grocery store here. Today's Monday, ain't it? I think it was Friday. I believe it was Friday. Well, they're supposed to be kindly busy then. Well, they were fairly busy. And, they were three of us. We each one take a cart and get a few things. And the time each one of us gets a few things, we've got a cart load. But anyway, I noticed, I don't come in contact with anybody that ain't got one on. If I can help it, I'll go around him or whatever. But now, they were pretty well messed up in there, too. But now, and then I went by Walmart. My wife had to pick up some medication at the drugstore there. And I ran in for just a minute, just inside of the door there a little ways, and got looked for something, but they didn't have it, whatever I was looking for. And they were fairly messed up too. So I haven't seen, of course I haven't been out all that much, but where I did go, people were messed up pretty good. But I'm a TV watcher. I watch, Columbus activity. But like you said, they get together, people like that was out. Majority of them didn't have no mask on. I'll go along with what you was talking about earlier. I mean, I heard you talking about it. Now, these get-togethers, I would assume, would be probably the same way. People don't believe in it. Majority of the people, especially around Franklin County, it looked like. But, Scott, we got to look at the exposure that's getting affected. And what I feel for more than anything else, if you want to get out there and get it, that's Bob or anybody else. But now it's spreading. It's spreading. And I feel for these first responders, these doctors and these nurses. You got to think about these doctors and nurses See, they can't do a whole lot for these people, really. And taking care of them people and watching them die, as many as they are, it's got to be terrifying on these front responders, the nurses and doctors. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be, just put yourself in it. Going in there and watching these people die, and they're dying right around them, all the time. What kind of respond it would be on them? That is the ones that I feel for. The ones that's got to take care of these people that's coming in there. And if it keeps on going, like it's been going, it ain't slowing down a bit, it's getting worse. What's going to happen to these front row responders? What's going to happen when they bound to get it sooner or later? Who's going to take care of them? I look for the nurses and the doctors. I kind of look for them to throw the towel. And then what we're going to do? You follow me?
Well, it's a very rough situation, and I guess you know, not living in Franklin County, not living in Columbus, when I was preparing to go down there on Saturday, you know, I wore my mask, and I realized that they are a purple county, and I was going to places where I thought there would be a lot of room, but what I was surprised by, because that's, you know, like 16 hours after the stay-at-home order was supposed to have started in Franklin County, that nobody was closed. There were no stores, no restaurants, nothing that I could see as I was driving down Sawmill Road or when I was downtown at the Columbus Commons. There was nobody who was closed. And even at the Commons, when I was down there, there were people in there walking their dog and people there who were, you know, with the Christmas lights and so on and so forth. It was almost like nothing had changed at all.
Well, now, if we were sitting here talking, I want somebody else to get on there and spread their opinion, but just say, hey, we got to go and we'll get somebody else. But I were out as, well, we get our food to pick up, drive through. We never go in the restaurant only for that, just to pick up. And I was in this one particular restaurant out east, and they're awful busy, pretty well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I was amazed at the people in this particular restaurant was in there eating. Well, you can't go in a restaurant and eat if you got that mask on. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat with that thing over your mouth. Then I see a lot of people that's got it on. That's just got it on their mouth. Now their nose is open. Well, 99% of the people will breathe probably through their nose. And if you ain't got it covered, you know you're gonna breathe through it. So you ain't gonna be having it on if you're gonna do that. You follow me? So I was really amazed about how many people they were eating. And you know they don't have nothing on then, because. So, I don't know where Scott is. Just, I'm just like the governor. He's just guessing it's something will work. But now this holiday, this Thanksgiving get together, it's not going to show up until probably another couple weeks anyway. But getting a crowd in, celebrating like you normally do for Thanksgiving, it is just plumb teetotally dangerous if you have your friends and neighbors and relatives in. I'm scared it's going to get worse. You understand? I mean, you know, it's up to individual if that's what they want to do. But to get it down, we can't do what they're doing right now. Let's put it simple as that. But we'll wait until about 2 weeks, probably after Thanksgiving. And if it keeps on going, I'm looking to shut everything down. That's what I'm looking for. And I hate to see that on account of that. A lot of people needs to work. You know, I've been in that work situation myself. Like we'd be on strike. And that, you know, I'm a union guy, and that's what we went with back, you know, back. We talked about back. Fall back. And you got to honor your strike. Well, this is almost the same way. Pretty much the same way. If you don't honor other people, you're just going to keep spreading it. So I'd hate to be in the governor's position to what he's thinking about. Maybe he's going to have to do here in the near future, and it ain't gonna be long off. So I'm just scared that this winter is really gonna be a rough one, not only for the people that's getting sick, but the people that needs to work and can't, because I'm afraid they're gonna shut them down. I'm afraid that it's not gonna just be temporary masks. You see how it works. I think they're gonna cut them off.
Hopefully we'll be able to swing it around. Maybe something good will happen.
I sure hope, but the count will not increase, especially after the holidays. You know, so it'll take what, a couple weeks before this shows up. How bad it's a spread, and if it slowed it down, it'll show up if it did or didn't. But we just can't afford to let it keep going. I mean, we ain't gonna be nobody to work, because everybody's gonna be sick. Everybody's gonna be affected. Well, when that happens, they won't have any other choice. Because look at the number of people that's gonna be down and out and can't go, won't go. Well, ain't no need to be open if ain't nobody to come in. You follow me? That's what business is for, is the public to come in. Well, if everybody's affected and can't come in, well, ain't no need to business be open then. You follow me?
That's true. That's true.
It's not just one or two of the business in on this. Everybody. This is affecting everybody. You know, we got to have our economy keep moving. But if everybody's affected and can't work and they close down, no, it's going to be disaster for us, especially in the wintertime. You're going to put everybody back home. We don't need to go on getting out because we're not open. You understand what I'm saying? They'll have to stay home then. And look how it'll spread then. I mean, any way you look at it, it's dangerous. It's dangerous, Scott. It is dangerous. We're living in a dangerous time, I'm telling you. So I just hope and pray that and it gets better. Don't keep getting worse. If it keeps getting worse, I really, truly, I don't know what we're going to do, really. Hang in there. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody else is listening. Happy Thanksgiving. If you don't need nobody in that you're scared about getting affected or affecting somebody, stay at home. There's nothing wrong with staying home. Back years ago, that's what we used to do all the time. Stay home, cook at home, eat at home. Don't spread the virus no more than we've already got it. God bless everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk at you later, son.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in and express your opinion, that's what we're here for, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Now, what I do want to say is that, and I have a frog in my throat this morning, is that the Columbus Commons down in Franklin County is a very fun place to go because it's free. And it's decorated tremendously. Now, here's the story on this. By the way, again, don't feel free to call in because we've only got about 6 minutes left. So if you want to say anything about the virus or Christmas trees or anything else we've talked about today, please don't hesitate to give me a call. We would certainly enjoy hearing from you. 740-383-9944. Because everybody's got an opinion, and I think they're all valid to hear at this particular point. So I'm down at the Columbus Commons on Saturday night, and they just have a ton of lights. And I see this one light, a big light display. And the light display was kind of like a half circle, and on top of the half circle, it had like a square on top of the half circle. Now, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking, in my own mind, that this looks like a wedding ring or engagement ring or something like that. You know, it's a big half circle lit up. It was white, and on top it had this little, you know, block, like where the diamond or whatever would be for a ring. So this is, I took a picture of it. I thought, this must be what this is. This is a ring. And I think the person with me even thought that it was a ring. Because it was a very, it looked like a ring. So I take a picture of this, and I even put it up on Facebook last night, of this weird ornament, or this weird decoration. And I even said on Facebook, this is an odd light display, don't you think? It's a very strange light display. And somebody who was looking at what I was looking at, was looking at the light display, said, you know, does this give you any ideas? So even, and obviously it did not, because I'm not handing out any rings, but obviously they thought it was a ring. It looked just like a ring. And again, I'm thinking, why a ring at a Christmas lights display? Well, then one of our listeners took a look at the same picture, which was up on Facebook, and said, it's an ornament. And I look at it now, and I guess that's what it is. It probably is an ornament. You know, kind of a half circle with this little, you know, square box on top. And she saw an ornament. Now, I wonder if this is a male-female thing. Because I saw a ring, and the person who commented, who said, did it give you any ideas, they obviously saw a ring. But the woman who's listening saw a Christmas ornament. Now, to be honest, I really don't know what it is. It probably was a Christmas ornament. That makes more sense. But isn't it interesting how you see different things in light displays? I guess other things as well, but I thought that was kind of funny that now that I look at it, it is an ornament. So saying that it's a weird light display probably does not apply anymore. There's the frog in my throat again. But saying that it's a weird light display probably does not make any sense, because now it's not all that weird. If it was a Christmas ornament, that doesn't make any sense at all. It's not weird if it's an ornament. But the Columbus Commons, which is down by the State House, you would see it all lit up if you go down High Street. And it's free. And it's a great light display, great place to take pictures. And I went there, it had already gotten dark. I think it's 5 to 9. It's 5 to 9 or 5 to 10, something like that. It's open. The light part of it, the light display. And it is just... When it's dark there, it is just the most kind of angelic place to be. So, if you're in Columbus and have all your relatives and want to go to something that's completely inexpensive and see Christmas lights, the Columbus Commons would be a place. And the person I was with, she didn't even know that it existed, the Columbus Commons. And to be honest with you, until Saturday morning, I didn't really know that it existed either. So there you go. There's your tip for the week. Now, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And The Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today here on WWGH Radio. Now, I'll be back tomorrow morning. The guest tomorrow morning will be Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler and the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Scherzer. So tune in tomorrow morning for this day with a frog in my throat. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Methinks I am a prophet, new inspired, and thus expiring to foretell of him. His rash, fierce blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorants, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on and on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award.